Christina Thomas is with me inside. I've come back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. One thing about this week, we're going all over the place.
All over the place. I know it's kind of nice to. I was actually thinking earlier that, you know, all these restaurants keep us very well fed, but
yes, they
being
do.
But being on the, you know, on during an on-air fundraiser, we're running all over the place instead of just sitting at our desk.
So we're burning off whatever
right, we're burning
consume.
Off all this great food.
You can help us out. Continue to bring you the great radio that KUAF does, whether it's you listen to Friday Night for Ozarks at Large, or Robert Ginsberg and Shades of Jazz, or Paul Kelso, Generic Blues Show, or maybe you stay up way late for Daniel. And maybe you just listen to KUAF all the time. You appreciate the news on Morning Edition, All Things Considered, the entertainment of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. All those programs have one thing in common.
They cost us money.
They do. To give you an example, Morning Edition, I know, cost this year $108,000.
All Things Considered, about $56,000.
Yeah, almost $56,000. Mm-hmm. That's just two shows. Now, admittedly, those are two of the higher price
right.
tags, but keep adding. Prairie Home Companion is not an inexpensive show, but people, we know you want to hear them, and it is our mission to bring them to you. And the way we are able to do that is with a major portion of our budget coming from you.
Over 60% comes from
right.
contributing listeners.
Right. 90% is generated locally when mm-hmm. you count underwriters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But 60, more than a little, I think, over 60% comes directly from you. And listeners like you.
And when you think that our budget is over $1 million,
right.
our operating budget is over $1 million, I mean, that is, what? I mean, over $500,000?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
that comes
absolutely, yes.
from you, our listeners.
And just to give you an idea about programming costs, the national programming costs, just baseline national programming costs this year, $300,000 compared to $265,000 last year. So costs have gone up for the national programs. They pass that to us. And we don't feel that bad about it because we know there are thousands of people who listen. And all we're asking you to do is your part, whatever that is. You can't call in right now. Well, you could call, but no one will answer because there are no phone volunteers.
Can leave a message, maybe.
I guess. But the more efficient way, the way we know that we'll for sure get your information is by pledging online.
Right. Our website is supportkuaf.com. It will take you directly to a pledge form where you can enter in your credit card information securely. And there you go.
Mentioned earlier that Antoinette Grajeda invited Farmer and the Markets to the Furman Garner Performance Studio last night and talked to them a little bit, and they played a song. They will be at the Fayetteville Farmers Market tomorrow. And she asked them when they came in, like, okay, you're Farmer and the Markets. Who's Farmer? Who's the Markets?
Whoever is singing lead vocals at the current time of the song.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess
so everybody.
Sense.
Pretty much.
Well, we actually started out as a three-piece with me, Jackson, and a friend from our high school, Prairie Grove High School. And eventually he just kind of got tired of playing music altogether. So we were just like, we got to find someone else. And so we added Cody.
Hi, how are you?
A little bit later. And then Cody was like, we need some ladies up in here, or a lady, rather. And then, so we added Ashton in. And then this is just what it's been so far. We've played, I guess, two full seasons
yep,
together.
For about 2 years now.
Two full seasons of the Farmer's Market.
So you started while you were still in high school.
Yes, me and Jax, I think, were juniors in high school
yep.
at the time.
So how did you come up with the idea to do that? Because you started by playing at the Fayetteville Farmer's Market. I mean, that's giving up your Saturday mornings when you could be sleeping in because you don't have school.
Oh, yes.
It was definitely a sacrifice, but, you know, it was worth it. And, you know, we just decided first, we were like, hey, let's make some extra money by doing what we love on the square. So we all, you know, one morning we just decided to all get out and play, and we just kept doing it.
And got really good responses
yeah.
from the people, and people just, they love us. And so we just kept doing it for them. And so there we go.
So essentially you started out busking, you were on the corner and put down a hat or?
A guitar case, yeah.
Guitar case.
We just put that out in front of us. And we even eventually made like a sign.
Signs.
With our name on it.
Right.
Getting
Farmer.
Super official.
Very professional.
Of course.
And you said people responded well. It's responded well that now you guys have been booked places other than just the farmer's market. Is that correct?
Very much so. Cody, tell them about it.
Well, we do weddings and birthday parties and we'll just do whatever you want us to, you know. Funerals.
Over.
Haven't done one of those yet.
But, no.
You know,
old folks' homes.
We're open-minded.
Yeah, that was adorable.
Oh, yeah. Retirement homes are my favorite.
Yeah. Tell me about that. You said it was adorable, Ashton?
Well, all the old people just loved it, and they were so cute because they were dancing and getting into the music and dodging the sunshine.
Wait, where were you playing at?
Arkanshire Retirement Home, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of fun. What kind of music do you guys play?
Folk and rock and, you know, lively music that people like to dance to.
Pretty much, yeah. We play some older stuff that some of the older folks recognize.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, some new stuff that we like and...
like change it a little bit.
Yeah, we make it fit the instruments that we have, you know, xylophone, ukulele, acoustic guitar, and some acoustic drums.
Well, how did you decide on what songs you were going to do? Because it sounds very varied. So how do you decide which pieces you want to incorporate into your repertoire?
Well, we mostly just like, we listen to them with our instrumentation and the farmer's market in minds. And we've kind of over the years learned what works with people and what doesn't. So we listen, and if we feel like it's going to get a good response from the people at the market, then we'll try and do it and see if it works out.
Yeah. And sometimes we'll play something and people stand around and just like be glued to it, you know, to us, and they'll clap and dance. Then sometimes we'll play something and people just kind of walk away. And
then we just know to like avoid stuff similar to that for the future.
It's kind of like a trial and error process.
A little bit. Oh.
Well, you're known for playing at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. That's outdoors. How does that mess with your acoustics?
The strings got attuned very quickly.
Yeah, if it's
especially
like
in the heat.
Especially warm or especially cold.
Yeah. But, you know, we're meant to be, the sound itself is meant to be just that acoustic, which means it's not plugged into anything, no mics, so we don't have to worry about, you know, whose levels are this or that. We listen to each other, we hear the natural sounds that we're all making, and just make it, kind of adjust ourselves from there.
Yeah, somehow magically it all pretty much worked out from the beginning, like as far as the levels of all our different instruments. I guess it was just us getting lucky with that.
Well, you also have to deal with the weather. I imagine you don't play in the rain or the snow or anything like that. Is there too cold or too hot? Is that a...
Not too hot yet.
We've played in some hot weather.
With the too cold, we would get hand warmers and put them in our sleeves.
Yes, yeah. Oh.
But we'd still be pretty cold and eventually have to stop, but it would get us through some pretty cold temperatures.
Any desire to go beyond just playing covers?
There's been lots of talk.
Thrown it around, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it'd be great. We just need to sit down and work on some stuff.
Yeah, people definitely want us to. They're always asking, you know, you guys have a CD yet, or when's that CD coming out? You know, we're just like,
sure.
I guess it's definitely different writing our own material than just kind of learning a song and making it our own.
Yeah, I think part of the appeal of us is the fact that we're playing these well-known songs that people already enjoy, and they enjoy seeing that fresh new twist. So it's kind of frightening, you know, attempting to go beyond that and writing your own stuff no one's ever heard before, you know.
So. How do you make it your own? How do you put that fresh new twist on it?
Sometimes we would change the original key signatures, like in our Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Which was... got interesting responses from some people.
Yeah. And really just the instruments we use, like trying to make all these songs work with a glockenspiel, like, you know, it definitely changes the sound. And
Just naturally.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did you come up with your arrangement of instruments? Because they're pretty unique from the things that we've had here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Yeah. We actually kind of took some ideas from some other local musicians in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. There was this band called Cadre. They haven't been around for... I guess about a year or so. They've been disbanded, but they had a girl that played minimal glockenspiel, not quite as much as I do, and then they had a percussionist who played cajon and had a tambourine duct taped to a cinder block, which is what we did originally. Now we've got a little bracket.
We upgraded to an official bracket to hold it.
And so we did kind of take some ideas, but I like to think of it as, you know, they're not around anymore. So we're kind of, you know, carrying on their legacy.
So what can we look forward to, you guys, this year? Will we see you at the Fayetteville Farmers Market every Saturday, or do you split that between here and Bentonville?
We switch back about every other one between here and Bentonville. Yes. But we'll also be playing, like, local events. Like, we'll be at the Democrats Rock event on Friday night at Pratt Place Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just... might end up other places.
So if people want to find out where you're going to be, how can they find out more information
about
you guys?
Facebook page.
Facebook.
We post a lot of that.
Okay, so go to Facebook and look for Farmer and the Markets.
Yes. Farmer and the Markets.
Okay, so this Saturday you will be at the Fayetteville Square for the Fayetteville Farmers Market. What time will you guys be out there?
7 a.m.
We'll be there early, early and play.
We'll be there before you even are up.
Probably. Yeah. I don't get up that early, but so 7 on the whole time or
pretty much until it starts slowing down, until we start feeling like, you know,
you're usually
12 or 1.
Okay.
Very much so.
You guys are going to play something for me. What are you going to play?
We'll play some favorites from people from the market.
Do you guys want to get set up for music then?
Yes, we do. Let's do it.
And this is called what? I'm sorry.
Chains by the Beatles.
By the Beatles. Thank you.
The Markets inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday, and they will be at the Farmer's Market tomorrow.
As will I.
Will you?
I'm planning on getting up early.
I love the Farmer's Market. I love them all. Mm-hmm. I've been to one in Eureka Springs. I've been to Bentonville. I've been to Gravett before. And Fayetteville, of course, is where you and I both live. And I do love them, but I'm not going to hit any of them tomorrow.
Right.
I'm waking up in Newton County.
I'm kind of envious of that, too. It's nice. And today was so nice.
Yeah. And tomorrow is supposed to be maybe a little windy. I'm staying somewhere between Mount Sherman and Ponca.
Okay.
Also known, I think, as heaven. And I'll be there just one night because I'm back with you on Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning, right.
But just a nice little escape inside the fundraiser. Thanks to everyone who has called in during this fundraiser, by the way.